going to open a work session on the executive appointment. We will invite Mr. Weaver to come forward. Patricia has been appointed to the Board of Examiners and Nursing Home Administrators. So, Connie, you would like to serve the board, please.
Well, there's a few different reasons. I'm a registered nurse. I've been in health care since probably the mid-70s. Presently, I work with geriatrics, some AIDS patients and cancer patients, and have need to place a lot of these folks into long-term care. I did a short stint as a nursing home administrator, went through their program, and came back into the acute care setting. And so I've got an interest in the types of care that these folks have delivered to them. I like geriatrics, interested in long-term care and what happens to the frail elderly and those other people that are in long-term care. I wanted to do some sort of volunteer work, and this fits well with what I've been doing for a living. And so that's kind of the bottom line, and just being connected instead of just placing some of my patients into these facilities, having more of a connection and being responsible for the care that they do receive at a different level, not at the bedside. But.
Question? Thank you very much. With that, we'll we're in work session. So,
Mr. Chair, I would move the appointment of Patricia Weaver. And how do I deal with the reappointment of Thomas Lee, Mr. Chair? Is that just a routine issue for this committee to deal with?
That's right, because he's being reappointed. We have not required that they appear before the committee.
So I move the appointment of Patricia Weaver and the reappointment of Thomas Lee to the Board of Examiners and Nursing Home Administrators to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment and reappointment be confirmed in block.
Senator Tarnow has moved the appointment of Patricia Weaver and the reappointment of Thomas Lee of the Board of Examiners and Nursing Home Administrators to the floor with recommendation appointments be confirmed in the block. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Chen.
Aye.
Senator Tarnow.
Aye.
Chair Shaw.
Aye.
Having received the necessary majority, Patricia Weaver, his appointment. And the reappointment of Thomas Lee to the Board of Examiners, Nursing Home Administrators moved to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment being confirmed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep. We invite Paul Holbert, who's appointed to the State Housing Council.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, fine. Would you tell us why you'd like to serve in this position?
Well, I...
For the record, give us your name.
My name's Paul Colbert, and I live in Bandon, Oregon. I have both a professional and a personal interest in affordable housing. It has been something that I've been doing for roughly 17 years. Professionally as currently the Housing Authority Director for Coos and Curry County, and before that for Yamhill County for 8 years. And I've also been a board member of the Habitat for Humanity in McMinnville, and also the was a founding board member of the Yamhill Community Development Corporation. So I've seen the need for affordable housing in this state, both in the Willamette Valley and now down on the southern Oregon coast, and have seen different ways of providing that affordable housing. I've done several different types of housing development, from revenue bonds to tax credit projects, farmers home, HUD. So I feel that I can bring some insight into the State Housing Council and be able to provide some business and some housing background to the State Housing Council.
Okay. Just one, Mr. Chair. Do you find living in Lacosta a difference than McMinnville Park?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And don't ask me to share because I know there's still people here in the Willamette Valley. So.
Well, you mentioned in your resume, economically depressed area, you couldn't hit it on more on target.
That's true.
About the South Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the appointment of Paul Hilbert to the State Housing Council to a floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed.
Senator Tarno has moved the appointment of Paul Hilbert to the State Housing Council to a floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Shannon?
Aye.
Senator Tarno?
Aye.
Chair Cook?
Aye. I receive the necessary majority for the appointment of Paul Hilbert to the State Housing Council and move the floor of the recommendation the appointment be confirmed.
Happy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do you want me to
just go along?
You can do
the
Olin
block. I can. Very long. We'll do that. Thank you.
Just a minute on that.
Right. I love it.
John, open the work session. John Endicott, Board of Dweller Rules. Could you tell us why you'd like to serve on the Board of Dweller Rules?
Senator, I'm John Endicott. I've been a steam fitter in the state of Oregon for the last 26 years, serving a five-year apprenticeship, going on to serve several years as an instructor in that field. And Board of Dweller Rules is very valuable to citizens of the state of Oregon to provide safety in homes, businesses, and I would like to volunteer my time and be a part of that board.
Thank you. Question?
I don't have any letters of concern.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I move the appointment of John Endicott to the Board of Dweller Rules to the floor with recommendation that the appointment be confirmed.
Senator Tarno has moved the appointment of John Endicott to the Board of Dweller Rules to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Let's call the roll.
Senator Shannon?
Aye.
Senator Tarno?
Aye.
Chair Cook?
Aye. And she's the necessary majority. The appointment of John Endicott to the Board of Dweller Rules moved to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Thank you. We got to open up a work session on the appointment of Jim Swigger and Don
Kovitnich.
Okay. So the bill to the building, that's reappointed. Okay, John, that we have before us, and would you tell us why you want to serve there?
Chairman Starr, I'm Jim Schwager, actually. I'm Jim Schwager, and I'm a member of the Portland Bureau of Fire and Rescue. I would be replacing Claire Keith, the Corvallis Fire Marshal, on the representing the Oregon Fire Service on the Building Code Structures Board, if confirmed. I would like to serve on that board because of the important connection between the building codes and the fire service, both building code regulations and the active fire service. In the city of Portland, where I'm from, we have an active and very healthy relationship with our building department. I think we're probably, categorize this as a model relationship of building codes and fire agencies in the state, and would like to bring that connection to the building codes agency. I'm a registered professional engineer in Oregon, and I have a certified plans examiner. In my professional affiliations, I'm a member of the Society of Fire Protection Engineers and serve on a couple national committees. In those committees, they're reviewing fire modeling kinds of issues as well as performance-based codes. And one of my interests on the board would be to bring a technical review to some code change proposals just so we can better predict that the proposals that would be brought forward from the fire safety standpoint anyway would actually achieve the objectives that they intend. So again, my primary objective would be to maintain that connection between the building industry, building regulations, and the fire service. I have a secondary interest of increasing the level of technical review of the code change proposals.
Any questions?
Pretty good question, Mr. Chair.
Looks good to me. Mm-hmm. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the appointment of Jim Schwigger and the reappointment of Dan Kovidlovich to the Building Code Structures Board to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment and reappointment be confirmed in blank.
Senator Tarnow has moved the appointment of Jim Schwigger and the reappointment of Dan Kovidlovich.
Okay, you cleared it up then.
Thank you. For the Building Codes Structures Board to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment and reappointment be confirmed in block. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Chan.
Aye.
Senator Turnell.
Aye.
Chair Self.
Aye. And receives the necessary majority. The appointment of Jim Schwigger and the reappointment of Dan Koptanovich to the Building Code Structures Board to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be appointment and reappointment be confirmed in blocks and been approved. And thank you very much for the help with the name. All right. We now have before us several appointments, several reappointments.
Let me see if you have any machining.
And there are reappointments to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training. So we
a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I would entertain a motion. We'll open the work session on the appointments to the reappointments to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training.
Mr. Chairman, I move the reappointments of Larry Baird, Robert Carnahan, John Courtney, Terry Darrell Simpson, Gary Gross, Lynn Gunther, and Larry Hatch to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointments be confirmed in block.
Senator Tarnow has moved the reappointments of Larry Bird, Robert Carnahan, John Shorten, Terry Gil Simpson, Gary Gross, Lynn Gunther, and Larry Hatch to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training to move to floor with recommendation appointments again confirmed in block. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Shannon.
Aye.
Senator Turnell.
Aye.
Chair Shaw.
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the reappointments of Larry Bird, Robert Carnahan, John Courtney, Terry Bill Simpson, Gary Gross, Lynn Gunther, and Larry Hatch to the Board on Public Safety Standards and Training has been moved to the floor with recommendation of appointments being confirmed in block. We open the work session on the Construction Contractors Board reappointment.
That'd be Sidney Brewster, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Sidney Brewster today.
Yes. Just the reappointment.
Right.
I move the reappointment of Sidney Brewster to the Construction Contractors Board to the floor with recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed.
Senator Tarnow has moved the reappointment of Sidney Brewster to the Construction Contractors Board to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Shannon.
Aye.
Senator Tarnow.
Aye.
Chair Shaw.
Aye. I receive the necessary majority. The reappointment of Sidney Brewster to the Construction Contractors Board has been moved to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed. Open the work session on the appointment of Brian Christopher, Gordon Grote, Sarah Headlock, the Electrical and Elevator Board.
Mr. Chair, I move the reappointments of Brian Christopher, Gordon Grote, and Sarah Medlock to the Electrical and Elevator Board to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointments be confirmed in blood.
Senator Tarno has moved the reappointments of Brian Christopher, Gordon Grote, and Sarah Medlock to the Electrical and Elevator Board to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointments be confirmed in blood. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Shannon?
Aye.
Senator Tarno?
Aye.
Aye. And see the necessary majority. Reappointments of Brian Christopher, Gordon Grote, and Sarah Medlock to the Electrical and Elevator Board has been moved to the floor with recommendation that the reappointments be confirmed en bloc. We will open a work session on the appointment of Vernon Breck to the Port of Coos Bay.
Mr. Chair, I move the reappointment of Vernon Brecky to the Port of Coos Bay to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed.
Senator Tarno has moved the reappointment of Vernon Brecky to the Port of Coos Bay to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed. Clerk, call the roll.
Wait a second. Did we have a Senator Brecky?
Yes.
That's
Mr. Rosen.
Right. Okay. Thanks. That's all. I'm with you.
Senator Shannon?
Aye.
Senator Trump?
Aye.
Chair Stone?
Aye. And see the necessary majority.
I'm just right here.
The rib. Let's see. Which one was Boom, right here.
Yeah.
The reappointment of Vern Brecky to the Port of Coos Bay to the floor has been moved to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed. Open a question on the appointment of Diane
Sukamaki,
the State Scholarship Commission. Thanks for the help.
And Mr. Chair, I move the reappointment of Diane Sukamaki to the State Scholarship Commission to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed.
Senator Tarno has moved the reappointment of Diane Sukamaki to the State Scholarship Commission. Move to the floor with the recommendation that the reappointment be confirmed. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Shannon.
Aye.
Senator Tarno.
Aye.
Aye. And receive the necessary majority, the reappointment of Diane Sukamaki to the State Scholarship Commission has been moved to the floor with the recommendation to finally be confirmed. And we will have Senator Shannon hear these appointments on the Senate floor.
Sure.
And with that, we adjourn the Committee on Rules and Elections.
4 o'clock, we got back in here.